Yeah, come on in, man. Come on in. There you go. Hey, welcome to the joint. Oh, Jesus. Man, it's a mess in here. Sorry about that. Here you go. On the show tonight, today, we got Sheik Khan Abadi. And, sorry about that, pulling out the steel folding chair, as always, on the joint. And I'm pulling up a plastic bucket for myself. Pretty freaking cool. High budget on the joint. So anyways, I'm glad to have you here on the joint this week. Thank you very much for stopping by. I am Michael Modest, your host, and I have the will to fight. Do you? You can check me out on www.mikemodest.com. From there, you can go to all your Mike Modest needs, MySpace, Facebook, whatever. Always, as always, the joint. This week, I've got kind of an interesting show, man. This is like my first actual guest. And, you know, Modest is going high tech very soon here. I got my webcam set up, and I'm going to be doing some big things. This week, you are actually going to meet my girlfriend, Logan. And I know a lot, I've gotten a lot of emails. Everybody wants to know what Logan looks like. Let me tell you something. She's hot. And guess what? She's 20. I love it! Can't help it. Anyways, this week on the joint, we're going to have the movie review. We're going to talk to Sheik Khan Abadi. And we're also going to always, as always, do the top 10. And I've got a poem for you or two. Some big news on the joint. I'm talking to a gentleman named Chris Reel about being a co-host for Modest Joint. A lot of you don't know it, but I've been looking for a co-host. I'm very, very busy, and I don't have a lot of time on my hands, so I need somebody to help me out. So anyways, let's get on to the joint. Sheik Khan Abadi, welcome to the joint. How you doing, man?
Merci, Julian. Salaam alaikum, Azamadu. Very good to see you, my friend. Always good to be here.
Right. That's very... Now, I'm sure, you know, the Iron Sheik is a listener of the joint, and so I'm sure if you speak a little Arabian to him or whatever it is, the language, I know there's a lot of different languages over there.
Yes, my friend.
And, you know, everybody thinks it's, oh, just a Sheik language, but it's very diversified. There's a lot of different countries, a lot of different dialects. And, but, I'm hoping maybe the Sheik understands what you say. Why don't you say something like, Sheik, I hope you fuck a nice arena rat. Say that in like your lingo.
I'll say a nice thing for my my good friend the Sheik. Amigam, fek mikonam shema merda kubi, fek mikonam shema hamash entertaining, hamash kubi merda hasti, and I hope to see you soon. And we speak Farsi, by the way, in Iran.
Right on, Farsi. See, there you go. Mike Modest. See, I know about shit like that. A lot of you redneck hicks out there just think they're all Sheik, you know, like just a Sheik language. But actually, it's a very diversified, there's a lot bigger place in this world than just the United States. I mean, it's vast, man. There's a lot of different people out there speaking all kinds of different tongues. And so that's a very cool thing. It's a privilege for me right now to have the Sheik on the show. So anyway, Sheik's a guy that was trained by Jason Styles out there at Big Time Wrestling, run by Kirk White. I think a lot of their program out there, they've got a great show. Kirk puts on just quality entertainment for the fan at a very, very reasonable rate. And he brings in some top talent, and he has a great trainer out there by the name of Jason Styles. Jason Styles is the one that trained the Sheik. I have worked a little bit with the Sheik here and there, but the only reason I took the time of day to work with him was the fact that I was so impressed with his talent. And like I said, he was trained by Jason Styles. So first of all, tell me a little bit about your experience being trained by Jason Styles out there at BGW.
Well, Jason Styles is a very talented wrestler and very well-knowledge in both American and Lucha Libre styles. And I feel that he can have a good match with anyone that he wrestles a different guy every month. And You always deliver something for the fans. Training with them, I mean, hey, being a Persian, being from a very civilized and cultured society, and generations of being Persians, I'm already a natural athlete, so it wasn't too much work for him to take me to the next level, but still a very skilled wrestler nonetheless.
Well, I'll tell you something, man. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but the Persians, what you're saying is actually a shoot. When I was working for APW, we had a Indian promotion send us some photos of some of their talent and some of the guys that they had on their roster. And one of the things I was so impressed with was all these guys' physiques, like the Sheik, Sheik Khan, that's sitting here with me right now, who has a phenomenal build and excellent athletic ability. There goes the goddamn cell phone again. Every time I do this damn show, the cell phone goes off. And you think just once I would remember to turn the motherfucker off. But I don't. But anyways, I digress. These Indian guys, they sent us these photos and stuff, and these guys were all, you know, just very well built. And the thing that impressed me is they all had very substantial amateur wrestling credentials. And from what I understand, in India and a lot of the Middle Eastern countries, wrestling is very, very popular. Maybe not as we think of it as far as like WWE, but almost every culture has some form of wrestling that is a very important part of their culture. Would you agree with that, Sheiky?
Absolutely, sir. Thank you. I would say, I mean, we are the oldest civilization. It is the oldest sport. There's nothing more basic than two men trying to see who is the stronger, the better wrestler, who is the more technically sound, the more athletically capable, the more mentally gifted in the ultimate sport. And as you can see, every Olympics, the Iranian teams dominate wrestling, judo, weightlifting, also a very popular sport. It's genetically gifted. It's genetically bred. This is what we do.
From what I understand, the Iron Sheik, pound for pound, is the strongest man in professional wrestling. And I have been told this by numerous people. People that have said, Hulk Hogan, yeah, great bodybuilder, looked phenomenal. But the Iron Sheik, pound for pound, was the strongest man they had ever met. They said that the Iron Sheik could crush the bones in your hand with a handshake. And I'm telling you, Mike Modest believes it.
Absolutely. The Iron Sheik, also an Olympian, many people fail to recognize that he was a silver medalist.
All right, now check it out. I'm going to come back to some more questions for the Sheik. But first of all, I want to do some poetry here. Mike Modest is feeling very poetic, as I will sometimes be. So check it out. Here's the first poem I have for you tonight. It's very touching. It's get the tissue. Anyways, it's called The Steel Folding Chair. 2x4 kendo stick, baking sheet, barbed wire prick, extension ladder. There goes that damn cell phone again, this son of a bitch. I'm gonna turn this fucking phone off.
Let's bring it back from the top. I want to hear it from the start again.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to bring it back from the top. That was Vincent K. McMahon calling me again. You know, I'm not going for one of those developmental deals. Sorry, bud. So here's the poem. Steel folding chair. 2x4 kendo stick. Baking sheet, barbed wire prick, extension ladder, or Al's head and her hair. For an object I like best is a steel folding chair. Multi-use in the ring, crack your head with a swing. Fold it out, jump right off, over the ropes, hope you're caught. It helps you leap through the air, wonderful steel folding chair. Ray the Crippler, Terry Funk, Iron Sheik, the dog of junk. Jimmy Snuka, Bam Bam 2, used a chair. I thought you knew. It's for the head, it's for the throat. Before you use it, here's a note. Directions 4, it's safe use. Use the flat side, silly goose. The chair works best. The chair works best on the floor. Throw me through them, bowling score. The chairs, they topple just like pins. Scattered fans, a strike again. Splashing soda, corn that pops. Posters, pictures, one mom's hot.
My baby fell!
Big pig screams. She only has lawsuit dreams. I'm standing now by the post. Here's a spot I like most. Swing the chair right at my head. High velocity, but instead. I will duck, it will miss. With any luck, I'll draw a fist. When the chair hits the post, the fans will gasp. Boy, that was close. Then a comeback, you will see. Punch you twice, and then with glee. Grab the chair quite naturally. Throw it, swing it, lay me down. Put the chair upon my crown. Moonsault, leg drop, either or. But don't use it like a whore. Use it once, maybe twice. But listen close to my advice. Use it 3 times, there's a price. It seems your chair has lost its bite. It might as well be just a kite. The ref looks foolish. The crowd don't care. You've overused the steel chair. Once has zing, twice has flare. 3, you're disqualified, and I don't care. Abused and bent, I don't have a spare, nor the money for repair. So take it easy, use it well. Made with fine U.S. steel. A vet, a legend, it's been around. Rusted steel, but ooh, that sound. It makes a click, it makes a clack. It pops real good upon the back. But on the head, you hear a thrack. If it's sold red to green, if you've used a chair, you'll know what I mean. Well, anyways, I kind of fucked it up at the end. But I've gone too far to start over. That's how we do it on the joint. So anyway, Sheik Kanabani, back to you, brother. So I hear you're making a big move to Tampa, Florida. Why Tampa, Florida, bro?
Well, I did a little bit of research. I looked around what I thought were some of the major spots for me to go to where I thought the industry was hot, where wrestling, where I'd be able to work a lot and get my abilities out there. And it just seemed like Florida, the Tampa area, was a spot to go. Seems like that's where I could really shine right now and maybe get a little bit of that shine.
Okay, well, tell me about some of the indies out there in Tampa.
Well, there's a lot of industries. There's a lot, Jesus, countless. I could tell you about, obviously, FCW. I believe, what is it, Full Impact Pro is the ROH school, something along those lines.
You got TNA out there.
TNA is out there.
You've got Pro Wrestling Fusion.
That's right.
You've got a lot of promotions out there in Florida. However, we've got a lot of promotions out here in California. So tell me why you think going to Florida is going to better your career.
Well, it's a couple reasons. I mean, overall, I feel it's going to make me a better wrestler. I've wrestled here a while, and I love it in California. But you can't always just, if you're in the same place, after a while, they're going to love you no matter what, I think. And it's just good to get out and get that experience. Be somewhere new and see what you can learn from a whole different style of wrestling, a whole new Southern style, well, a whole old-school Southern style. They've got some new styles going there, too, more fast-paced as well, obviously. But just you got to sometimes see what you're really made of and see if what you – it's hanging here, obviously, but is it going to hang over there?
Right. Well, what about L.A.? Have you gone down to L.A. at all?
I've been to L.A. a little bit. I haven't gotten into it as much as I would have liked, but they have some good things going on, too, absolutely.
Well, don't you think possibly before you move all the way across the country that you should really explore all the options in California? I mean, after all, Chris Daniels is from L.A. Frankie Kazarian is from L.A. Mike Modest is from the San Francisco Bay Area. Crash Holly was from the San Francisco Bay Area. People have a tendency to want to move to greener pastures. And then once you move, you find that you've started all over. And in fact, you haven't gained anything. If anything, you've lost a step or two. I wish you the best of luck in Tampa, bro. I really honestly do. You and the Bad Apples. I understand they're going with you. Tell me a little bit about those nutballs. I love those guys.
Those two, mashallah. What can I say about those two?
Besides that they're fantastic wrestlers and that they're massive fucking guys, I don't know what else you can say about the Bad Apples. And, wait a minute, I did think of something else that you can say. There goes the cell phone again. Can you believe it?
Vince really wants to talk to you today.
Wait a minute. This is my man Gallo. Hold on one second, everybody at Modest Joint. We're going to talk to Gallo right now. Hold on. GQ Gallo from Arizona. GQ Gallo, how you doing, brother? You are on the Modest Joint right now. Brother, you are on Modest Joint right now, brother. Brother, hey, say hello to the fans, dude. Say hello really loud. Hold on a second, brother. No. Hold on. I'm fucking with the equipment. Hold on one second. Try it again. Say it louder this time. Hey, brother, almost. Can you yell a little bit louder? It's... Okay, ready. Did you finish? Brother, it recorded, man. Hey, I'm just fucking with you, bro. I don't know if it recorded the first time. It may have. But either way, man, that's fucking way cool. On Modest Joint, right now, my tag team partner, GQ Gallo, is on the phone. He just called in on the cell phone. I'm stoked, man, because I've been wanting to talk to this guy forever. Hey, brother, can I call you right back after I'm done with the joint, brother? Right on, man. It'll be good to talk to you, Gallo. All right, brother. You take care, man. Make sure you check out my friend, GQ Gallo, on MySpace. MySpace.com/GQGallo. Man, this guy is one of those talents that I cannot believe. Cannot believe Pat Patterson isn't all over. This guy is so handsome, I halfway want to ask him to marry me. I'm glad I'm his tag partner. Phenomenal wrestler. So anyways, man, let's talk a little bit about Sheik Khan Obadi. What got you into professional wrestling in the first place? Why professional wrestling, bro?
I can narrow it down to about two things. The first one, I always wanted to be...
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. I got to interrupt. Let's talk to Chatty Cathy over here. My girlfriend, Logan, she's just really adding a lot to this program. She's been on the program since the start of the show. And so far, oh, man, some of the things she said, just knocked me out. Say hi to everybody, Logan.
Hello.
Hello.
How did you do that to me?
And there goes the cell phone again. Do you hear this? Vincent K. McMahon calling me again. Hold on one second, folks. This, ladies and gentlemen, is Chris Real right now. This is the guy I talked about that might be the co-host on Modest Joint. Right now, on the line. Chris, say hi to everybody on Modest Joint. You're going to have to speak up so the recording equipment picks it up. Brother, it almost got it. I'm looking at the fucking recording sounds. You almost got there. You got to yell a little bit louder. Damn it. Chris didn't fall for it. My man, Chris Real. And you want to know why I want him as the co-host for Modest Joint. It's because you can't pull the wool over Chris Real's eyes, man. He's got a real understanding of the Bay Area music scene, and I am stoked about bringing this guy onto the joint. All you people on the West, on the East Coast, you're going to hear some West Coast shit that's going to knock your socks off. I'm dead fucking serious with Chris Real. Hey, Chris, can I give you a call back, brother? Right on, man. I will talk to you shortly. Peace. So there you go, folks. Very busy on the joint. You know, as always, Mike Modest, never a dull moment spent, man. I am living my life at 85 miles an hour, brother, in a 55 mile an hour zone. And that's just how I do it on the joint. So, anyways, I didn't mean to cut you off. What was your, why wrestling, man? Talk to me, Sheik. Talk to me. I'm pulling ribs on people left and right. I'm acting like I got fancy recording equipment here. And really, it's just a freaking telephone and a computer. You know what I'm saying? But I got people yelling into phones. It's just fun. It's my own personal thing. So, anyways, why pro wrestling, Sheik Khan Obadi?
Wrestling is the best thing you can do, period, basically. If you are an athlete, if you are a showman, if you have any athletic ability or charisma, there is no better place to spend your talent. It is the ultimate sport, the ultimate. Let me tell you, I have done martial arts. I've done high school wrestling, the amateur style. I've done Olympian. I've done judo. I've done it all. I've done acting. There is nothing that compares to pro wrestling. It is one stage, all sides. You go out there and you let it all hang, and there's nothing in the world like it. And also, Ric Flair versus Ricky Steamboat.
Brother, I'll tell you what, man. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, you're talking to a guy, I have done amateur boxing. I have played football. I have wrestled Greco-Roman and freestyle. I have done Aikido. I have done Taekwondo. And I will tell you, as God is my witness, that pro wrestling is the hardest thing I've ever done. You know, I talked to a lot of MMA fighters, and in fact, I worked with an MMA fighter up there in Oregon just recently during one of my training seminars. And I was talking to this guy, and we were talking about the fact, he said, you know, I've discovered pro wrestling is hard for a whole different reason than MMA. And I said, well, what's that, brother? I said, because I already think I know what you're going to say. And he said, well, I get pissed when I get hit. And I said, that's right, you do. And it's very easy to strike back when you get hit and it hurts. But it takes a professional to take a beating and get to the finish. And I think that's the big difference, man. MMA, don't get me wrong, man. It is a fucking awesome sport. And I tip my hat to every single guy that competes in that sport. I've done very similar things in my life. Not to mention just growing up on the wrong side of town in Richmond, California. Being a little Italian kid, Italian-Irish kid, a mutt, if you will, in a mostly minority area. You know, so I really do respect the MMA fighters. I mean, it's a whole different thing that they do than pro wrestling. It isn't at all alike. MMA, you go with your instinct. Someone hits you, you hit them back, or you hit them first. In pro wrestling, it's a little different. You take the beating that you know you're going to get, and you do it gladly to get to the finish the promoter has set. So anyways, let's move on to another question. Sheik, are you a heel or a face?
Depends what city I'm in.
Explain that to me.
Well, a lot of people, anybody who sees me for the first time, seems to have this reaction to not like me. Personally, I don't get it. I don't see anything wrong with what I do. But from town to town, I can get positive or negative reactions. You can see Fog City Wrestling in San Francisco. I would say I'm their most popular wrestler. You can also see a number of promotions from...
My girlfriend's giving me a hard time. I just blew some smoke in her face.
Twice you blew smoke in my face.
Twice I blew smoke in her face, and she's giving me the look, the evil eye.
It's very distracting.
Right.
It is.
Okay, so my question to you, brother, is how do you think Sheiks should be depicted, face or heel?
Like I said, I don't see anything wrong with what I do. I go out there and I bring pride to my country and my religion, just like any American would love to.
Now, wait a minute, brother. Are you really a Muslim? I think that's one of my questions here. And since you brought it up, let's go ahead and go there. Are you really a Muslim, or is it just a gimmick?
I can tell you that in the business that I'm in, at times there are things that you have to do that are unbecoming of a Muslim. However, if there is a faith I would align myself with, it would be the faith of Islam. However, again, I'll look at a Muslim and I'm jealous and I cannot be as pure as they are because of the things I have to do for my country and my religion.
Right. I hear you, man. And here's the thing. Mike Modest, I prescribe to no religion, man. All I know is the great Muhammad, he did mention Jesus in his book, the Quran. All I know is that Jesus was real and that Muhammad said some very wise things, man. And that's all I know about religion, pretty much. I know there's Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, all that shit. But, you know, what Mike Modest stands by is as long as you do unto others, you just can't go wrong. You know what I'm saying?
I agree absolutely. And if you look at the words of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be unto him, and the Prophet Jesus, peace be unto him as well, you will see that all religion, all man, just needs to do as you would wish others would do unto you, to love thy neighbor, and understand that it is not our place to judge. Perhaps you don't agree with the next person's religion or the next person's feelings, but that's up to Allah to figure out. That is not our place. We are not Allah. We are not superior to the next man. And we need to understand that as long as we follow our path, then we are doing good by ourselves. We don't need to worry about the next man's path.
Right. And you know what, man? I don't mean to get off on a religious tip here, but I read an article, and I wish I had the article with me here. I read it on my way back from WCWC, and you can check them out at WC-WC.com. And I was flying back from my show in Oregon, in Springfield, Oregon, and I read an article, and it was about an evangelist that was talking about the fact that all evangelists are hypocrites. This is evangelist saying this. And he said the fact that, you know, evangelists kind of condemn and villainize gay marriage. And he said, you know, if you follow the evangelical word at all, if you follow the Bible at all, you are not to judge. You are only to love the sinner. Period. Period. So anyways, let's get on to the next subject, because I don't want to turn this in to a religious debate. We're probably going to talk about politics next. In fact, that's question 5. But we're going to move on to number 7. 100 virgins? Really? Now, here's the thing, bro. I hear this thing that, you know, a lot of these terrorists and shit that are bombing buildings and doing crazy shit with plastic and marbles and shards of glass, I hear they're doing it for the promise that Allah said we were going to get 100 virgins. Now, I'll tell you what, bro. Period. Okay? Serious. You promised me 100 virgins in the afterlife, I'm liable to do anything. Is that the word of Allah?
Well, I can tell you that I am not a martyr, and as such, I am not as trained in the word of the martyrdom. It is said that if you die in holy war, that you will go to paradise, guaranteed. And in many wars, Muslims have been known to...
Now, here's my question. Okay, now, modest doesn't mean to get controversial here, but I'm just asking. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Okay, now, I have always thought of God, okay, when it says in the Bible, God created us in his own image, I have always thought of that image as like light or an energy or an existence, not necessarily like legs and hands and eyes and ears, okay, because I have a hard time picturing God walking up to a bush, pulling his skirt aside, and taking a fucking piss. I have a hard time picturing God jerking off and enjoying his balls being licked. I have a hard time picturing in the afterlife any virgin having a hymen to fucking pop. We're talking about popping cherries when we're talking about virgins. Does that exist in the afterlife? I think not. And I am not condemning the Muslim faith. In fact, I guess I'm condemning the Christian faith, because the Christian faith believes in a being with arms and legs, a man that is white and has a beard and has a mustache. And I don't buy that shit. At the very core of my being, a body does not fucking exist. And neither does jerking off, and certainly not fucking some virgin. So please, explain this. This is the one thing that I really want to understand more about the Quran. How do we get, by doing some fantastic act in the Quran, or in the Holy War, how do we get to fuck 100 virgins? I mean, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about fucking, having babies, periods, the whole nine, taking shits. So in the afterlife, we do all of this. We take shits and we piss and cum and all of that. Virgins we're talking about.
Well, let me tell you. First, it's 72 virgins for the martyr. I will say that.
Thank you very much for correcting me on that.
No problem. It's a common misconception. And second, I agree with you with this theory. God is not, man is not God's image. Jesus Christ, according to my faith, is not the Son of God. He is not an incarnation of God. He is a holy prophet and is meant to be respected. But he is
Thank
not.
You.
There is no equal to God. Man is infinite.
I'm
going to
tell you something, brother. I think King James.
This is what I was going to
King
say.
James is the one that deemed Jesus Christ the man. Okay, Jesus Christ, during the Bible, if you read the Bible and you understand the Bible at all, you'll notice that Jesus Christ is missing during his teen and formation years. He's not mentioned at all as an adult, as a young growing man, okay? Well, it is speculation that Jesus Christ went to India and actually learned the teachings of Buddha and Allah, and that Christianity is really a derivative of the oldest religions of the world, which I think is pretty fucking accurate.
Well, if you look at the holidays for Christianity, Christmas, Easter, etc., they are all marked around the same days as pagan holidays. Again, we weren't going to get into politics and religion, but the Roman Church...
But here we go again. God damn it.
It's done on purpose. They had a pagan population, and they wanted to convert to Christianity, so they combined the holidays, made them around the same time, so everyone could do it together, and it was all... It worked great.
Whoops, the show's getting boring. We're talking about politics and religion, but you know what? To keep the show from getting too boring, I've reached out and grabbed Logan's left tit. And let me tell you something. It's incredible. Absolutely fucking amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Chatty Cathy, live and in person. All right. That's what I'm talking about. All right, man. Let's move on to the next subject. We talked about virgins. Now, let's see. Number 6. Wrestling paradise for you, brother.
What style do you like best? Like, if you could pick a promotion, prick. There I go. If you can pick a promotion that you could work for, what kind of style would that really exist? I mean, like, what is your thing?
Wow, that's a tough question. I can tell you the people...
Well, that's what we're talking about, brother. Just when they think they got all the answers, Modest changes the questions.
Absolutely.
And that's a quote from Roddy Piper, one of the greatest promo guys I've ever heard in my life.
He's terrific. Yeah, you just invited me over. I know there's questions there. But anyway.
You'd expect the deep thought questions that Mike Modest kicks at you.
No, but let's go with it. Perfect style. I can tell you whose style I love. The Tajiris, the Eddie Guerreros, people like that. That high impact style that tell a story at the same time, though. That, you know, I think, and I might get some heat for this, but the style of the big man is going away. I got an action figure build and I can pose, but not much else. I don't see that going much further. I see people like myself, people that want to be creative, want to take this to another level, people like yourself, people that never are satisfied with the same old, want to do something new every day. That's where I see this going.
Well, I'll tell you something, man. It reminds me of, I talked to a friend of mine, Michael Braverman. And it's funny to me because now UPW has a little program coming out where they are doing a wrestling reality show.
That's right.
Based on a wrestling school / promotion. Now, I had called Michael Braverman months and months ago, in fact, about a year and a half ago, and I had pitched an idea to him that was very similar. Then I saw Hulk Hogan's wrestling reality celebrity wrestling show, and I thought, wow, that looks very similar to the idea that I had, but it didn't really quite connect. And then I called Braverman and I told him, I said, well, hey man, I still think we can do my show, the show I had a concept for, and the Hogan show is close, but it still misses the bar of what I really wanted. And then I explained more deeply to him my idea. And now, from what I understand, Rick Bassman is now doing a UPW wrestling reality show based on a wrestling school / promotion, just like I had with Pro Wrestling Iron, and just like the footage that I filmed, and now Michael Braverman's a part of that. And, I think that's the part of wrestling that is infinitely interesting and impressive.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I guess I didn't tell you. I should have told you this before. I was on the pilot of that show.
Oh, no kidding.
I was there for the filming of the pilot.
Wow.
Where do you want to go from?
Wait a minute. Let me guess. Rick Bassman's UPW, Rick Bassman said you were too small.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't there, but I know how Rick Bassman thinks. Rick Bassman thinks steroids. 6'10", 290 pounds.
You know, this man, he looked at me. I walked in there, and you know what? I could tell from the second I was in there, they were scared of me. They knew I was the real deal. But he had to find something on me that he didn't like.
Well, brother, here's the thing. Okay, sometimes in this business, depending on who's promoting you or whose show it is, talent don't count for shit. I'm going to tell you something. Mike Modest, yours truly, talented as fuck, tried to get booked with Rick Bassman time and time again. And I couldn't cut the grade, man. I couldn't get on the shows. But suddenly my body improved. Man, it got big. And man, it got ripped. Suddenly I was on the UPW roster, brother.
Shoot, I can tell you from being there, wrestling ability, promo ability, character, not so important as physique. It's kind of what I just told you. Some people like action figures. Some people like wrestlers.
Right. And you know what, man? Our business is heading for a different stage and a different era. And you know, the thing is that's cool is our government is actually backing it. Our government is actually looking at Vince McMahon and going, hey, man, what in the fuck are you promoting? You promoting wrestling? Or are you promoting steroids? And over-fucking-built bodybuilding sons of bitches that can't fucking wrestle. I think the latter.
You know, you see John Cena pick up Big Show and Edge, but he can't throw on a couple of wrestling.
Well, I don't know nothing about John Cena. All I know from John Cena is that he ate about 12 chicken breasts a day and about 2 dozen eggs, and that's how he got his body.
That's good.
Lifting weights and just eating eggs and chicken and some beef. God dang. Yeah, you know, that's awesome.
It's a good diet.
That's a hell of a diet. All right, brother, next question. President Barack Obama, is he a Muslim?
Obama says he... What does Obama say? I'm not sure. I've seen the...
You know, I'm starting to wonder the same thing. What the fuck is he?
What is he? He seems...
You know, I've heard a lot of people refer to him as a Muslim light.
A Muslim
but,
light. There is no Muslim light.
The image he presents to the American people is that he's a Christian. I'm very confused. I don't know how you can be both.
Well,
they are both quite different.
You know, actually, as a Muslim, you are taught you first read the Old Testament, and then you read the New Testament, and the Quran is the final. You are a Jew and a Christian before you become a Muslim. They're all part of the same puzzle when it comes together.
Now, you see, this is something I love about the Muslim faith. Now, don't get me wrong. Mike Modest is not going to change his name to Ali Muhammad Modesto or Modesta. It's not going to happen. But at the same time, this is one of the reasons why I wanted to have Sheikh Khan Obadi on my fucking show. Because Modest thinks outside the box. The way I think is maybe not always the most popular, but hell, it's the way my brain works. And I had a chance to cruise with this guy up to Oregon to work for a company called Ba. Now, who in the fuck would name their company Ba, except for a cokehead? Which, that was pretty much what the guy was. He named his company Ba, B-A-W. And, but I had a chance to sit and talk with this guy for about 5 fucking hours, 6 hours, and really talk to him and compare my beliefs in Christianity and Buddhism and his beliefs in the Muslim faith. And I really appreciated that talk. Really did. And I thought about this guy a lot after that talk. You know, one of the things he said to me on that trip, he talked about his dad being from Afghanistan,
Iran.
Correct?
Iran.
Iran. He talked about his dad being from Iran. And he said, you know, my dad didn't interpret the Quran the way some radicals did. For instance, my dad thought where it talked about covering your women, my dad kind of thought that meant protect your women, not necessarily bag their faces. I mean, for God's sakes, God, Allah, Buddha, whoever's out there, I mean, they certainly made pretty faces to be looked at. They made a pretty smile to be shown. I don't buy that whole mask your woman thing. I think that's jealousy. I think that's using the word of a very wise person in a very bad way. Women are made to be appreciated, and so are men. You know, everybody should be seen by the fucking world. That's one thing I love about the internet, is everybody's got the power to be heard and seen. So anyways, let's move on to another question here. I don't know that we actually answered the last question. Is Obama a Muslim? But you know what? Who fucking cares?
That's what I was going to say. Muslim.
Because we don't know. And I think that's pretty much, you know, the one government, you know, the Democrats and Republicans working together to, you know, they form a one government. And they elect a, you know, Muslim light. And he looks similar to the people that we're trying to conquer. And, you know, he has a similar name, you know, so we can kind of throw him out there as like a good head figure. Because let's face it, a rich white cat ain't gonna fly in fucking Iraq. So, you know, we got a friendlier face in office. Let's hope that works. Hey, let's move on to some more poetry. We got Buddy and his paper. Buddy had some paper. Mike said what to do. Buddy said a gimmick I need for me and you. Modest said roll of quarters. Buddy, he just scoffed. Mike said then brass knuckles. Buddy laughed and squawked. A fork, a knife, an iron pipe. What are we to do? Don't worry, I have paper. Relieved, Modest said. Woo! So anyways, that was kind of dumb, and that's a true story about the first time I ever got hit with a gimmick, you know, a brass knucks or a roll of quarters. And Buddy Rose, you know, he was the guy that was going to hit me, and I said, well, what in the hell are we going to use, man? You got a roll of quarters? Or you got some brass knucks? Or, you know, what do you want to use, a piece of metal or a pipe? And Buddy said, don't worry. I got a piece of paper. I'll roll it up. They won't know the difference. Buddy Rose, man. What an amazing entertainer. And I got another poem for you. And then we're going to be moving on to some more questions with Sheik Khan Obadi and on to my top 10. And this top 10 is a top 10 you will not want to miss. Top 10 reasons to have another beer. Now, all these poems will be included in my book, which is yet to be titled. And if you have a title, if you listen to the joint, and you know me at all, why don't you send me a suggestion? I'd love to hear, you know, a title for my life and my poems, my poetry, my artist. Did I say that right? Logan, Chatty Cathy, say something!
What were you trying to say just now? What word were you trying to say?
I have no idea. Okay, let's move on.
Keep moving.
Okay, here's my next poem, and this one is, again, untitled. You know what? That's the kind of shit you get here on Modest Joint. That's the kind of Parker Tall I'm pitching at you. And in case you don't know what Parker Tall is, it's a lot of crap spelled backwards. Okay, here's the poem. From the Forum to the Tokyo Dome, milestones in my life I've lived alone. My sons, they pay the greatest debt for shining lights and time that's spent. All the fancy wardrobe, dining with the stars, for every single autograph or hottie in a bar. Family life, it suffers, then sometimes it dies. You wear a frown upon your face, wipe your teardrop eyes. Does this poem bring sorrow? Do you think me wrong? It is the same old story, but not the same old song. I love my boys each day, speak kindly with my ex. I fight, I love, won't OD on drugs, Mike Modest at his best. In every life there's sadness, and often there is joy. Yes, there is an emptiness, common with the boys. Common to the salesman, whose life's spent on the road, trucker or a rocker, children on the phone. Soldier fighting so we're not lost. These lives have all a common cost. Traveling so far from home, milestones lived all alone. So anyways, take out the goddamn tissue and wipe your eye. Mike Modest says so. That's the last poem I'm going to bore you with tonight. We're going to move on to some more questions for the Sheik. And here's where they start getting fast. Holy shit, I've lost my sheet. Wait a minute, no. No, that's not it yet. There's number five. Did I get question? Oh, wait a minute.
You did do number five.
I did number five. All right, we're moving on to number four. This is word association with the Sheik. Now, brother, do you know the rules to word association?
Please refresh me.
Here's the deal, man. I say something, and you give me one word back. You don't have to explain. Just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
All right, I understand.
All right, so you're ready for the onslaught?
Inshallah, I will do my best.
Iron Sheik.
Legend.
Eric Bana.
Sand nigger.
I hate that.
Now, wait a minute now, man. It's got to be one word.
Ignorance.
Ignorance. Thank you. That, I think that is the fucking bomb-ass answer to sand nigger. That's fucking ignorance. And anybody who uses the term, they're just ignorant. Unless they're using it with their best friend, and it's in a joking way, because it's just fucking ignorant. Wrestling.
Gold.
Peace.
Dream.
War.
Life.
Vince McMahon.
Legend.
Wait a minute now.
Whoa.
You used legend for fucking the Iron Sheik.
You didn't say I couldn't use it twice. All right, I'll think of a new word.
How about genius?
Genius. Brilliance.
Genius. That's a good one. Brilliance is a good one. To describe Vincent Cade, McMahon.
Marketing.
Marketing. Genius. Vince, are you hearing this? We are praising you, brother. Give me a fucking job.
He's done well for himself. He's done well.
All right. The next word association. Logan's tits.
Soft?
Soft? I was thinking firm, brother. I'm thinking firm, huge, and fucking beautiful. What do you think, Logan?
I agree. I like your answer better than his. You've obviously never felt my tits before.
Wait a minute. Feel her tits.
Which one?
Either one. Grab them. And then tell me soft. Grab one.
Right, grab one.
Okay, no. No, it's there, definitely. Yeah.
It's there.
They're nice,
there,
right?
There,
definitely.
What a jackass. He comes on the joint and says soft.
I don't know.
How about beautiful?
Beautiful.
How about fucking amazing? That's what I think of them. Well, you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
They're
no better
fantastic.
Now I know. I should.
You should have known.
All right. Number three. Do you want to marry or not marry?
Ever? I mean, eventually, I think, yeah, as a Persian, as a full-blooded Persian, I feel it's my duty to pass on what I have, and I think that's probably going to happen through marriage. I don't see me not staying somewhat committed to someone who has my...
Let me tell you something, man. I don't care if you're talking about Jesus Christ, you're talking about Allah, or you're talking about Buddha. Don't fucking marry. It's the goddamn sin of all sins. And here's the reason why. Because you promise to marry someone who's perfect. And no one on this planet is perfect. Everyone promises, I'll marry this person through better, or, and I promise to marry this person through health, and I promise to marry this person through richness, and the other words are kind of just forgotten. That's just my own personal opinion. Don't get married, jackass. Anyways.
Keep it going.
Number two. Plug it, baby. Tell me some things about yourself. Get anything you want to plug. Any of your MySpace websites. Anything you got going on, brother. Plug it now.
Yeah, let's throw it out. We got MySpace.com/Sheik. Con, it's K-H-A-N-S-H-E-I-K-K-H-A-N. No, I'm sorry, it's Sam Con, S-A-M-K-H-A-N. That's right.
Brother, it's important to know your own MySpace when you come on the joint.
I know. I'm flat. I'm just messing it up now. What else we got? FogCityWrestling.com, DevilMountainWrestling.com, Adam Martinez. Great promotion. Gets better every show. Plug the Commandos. Plug Joe.
Now I want to talk to you about Devil Mountain, those bastards.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to take an intermission. I was just kissing Logan. And man, those lips are fucking hot. But I'm going to take an intermission, and I'm going to talk about those jackasses at Devil Mountain Wrestling. You know something, brother? I have sent them request after request asking them to book me because I have heard Devil Mountain is a hell of a place to go watch indie wrestling. I have heard some good things about Devil Mountain. But as far as I'm concerned, all those jackasses deserved two slaps in the goddamn mouth when I see him for not booking Mike Modest. What else you want to plug, bro?
What else we got? Shoot, I just want to say what's up, everyone, NorCal folks, everyone who wrestles out here.
Bro, are you going to keep the same cell number when you go to Florida?
Oh, absolutely. Hit me on the hit.
Man, plug it out there, brother. Promoters are listening.
They want to hear my number? Oh, man. All right, let's do it.
Plug it out there. Who gives a fuck if you get joke calls? At least you're getting calls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, too many death threats. Let's do it. 510-684-97. This isn't a rib?
No.
9725. All right.
All right, man. So you heard it. Hit him up at that number if you're interested. If you're a Florida promoter, you want some fresh California talent that you know will rock the fucking building. Let me tell you something. Mike Modest is a believer in this guy. He wouldn't be my first guest if I didn't believe in this guy's talent, trained by Jason Styles, out there at Big Time Wrestling, owned by Kirk White. Mike Modest is a believer in what they've got going on. Number one question to the Sheik, Khan Abadi. How was your 420, man?
420, it was amazing. Let me tell you something, California.
Brother, did you reach the moon?
Man, I was on the mountaintop. I went past the moon. I think I hit whatever was past there. I can't even call it. But let me just say, in California, we got the best stuff in the world. If there's one thing...
Best stuff? Wait a minute. You're talking about sunshine, oranges, kiwi fruit.
Those are good.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Bell peppers.
And bell peppers.
Yep.
Hell yeah! California has got the best produce.
We got the best gimmick.
That's for damn sure. All right, folks, so check it out. Mike Modest, moving on to the top 10. These are the top 10 reasons, and this was with assistance from my girl Logan, and she kind of body. You know, Logan did such a great job on the joint, keeping her mouth shut and looking pretty. I'm thinking about having her on every segment of the joint. And you email me. You tell me what you think. And let me remind you, the joint is going audio real soon. So check this out. This is the top 10 reasons to have another beer. Number 10. No job yet. So why not have another beer? Number 9.
The beer goggles aren't strong enough yet.
That's right, Logan says. The beer goggles are not strong enough yet. That's a good reason to have another beer. You know, if you want to get lucky, you want to get laid. And yet, one of the Lee sisters is just not looking pretty enough. And, you know, you never know what Lee sister you're looking at. Homely or ugly, it don't make no difference. You still need another beer to get those beer goggles working. All right. Number 8. Reason to have another beer. Because bread's too fucking expensive. I mean, seriously, man. Have you gone down to Lucky's? You buy the cheapy bread at $2.50 freaking cents. Oh, my God. Number 7 reason to have another beer. It's brewed by artisans in the Rocky Mountains. Hi. So you know it's good for you. number six reason to have another beer, her beer goggles aren't strong enough yet. Right, you got to...